This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Crowd Cow. The marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Bulletproof Coffee. Power your mind, fuel your body, and unleash your limitless potential. Save 20% off with code BPMMA20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 535.
535!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith. My best walk live between Sirius. Geez. And Ridiculous. What's going on over there?
Okay, so full disclosure, I forgot my name for a second. Like, who the hell am I? What are we doing?
Drugs.
I was like, oh,
all the time. Every day, I'm at. All the time.
How's it going over there?
Phenomenal. I'm just hanging out.
You know. Are you enjoying your Indian summer?
Of course.
Can you say that anymore that anyways? Can you make that? Can you say that?
It means it's hot as fuck. You can say whatever you want.
Well, it means it's hot in the fall.
You didn't mean it in a derogatory way.
No, I know, but can you actually still say that? Everything has been canceled. So
Ingo, you can say whatever you want. It's me and you. It's not like we're doing a show to a bunch of people.
Vagina?
You can say whatever you want. Yeah, do you want to play this game to start the show? Can I say... No, I'm just gonna stop while we're ahead. Okay. So, well, where do you want to start? UFC or Bellator?
Let's
go with the UFC and go ahead. Tell me what you saw.
What did I see? Where in the UFC? I was pretty.
You saw?
Okay, so yeah,
Mr. Smith.
Smith versus blah. Anthony Smith versus Ryan Spann. What did I see? I mean. I saw a lot of offense from Smith. It just didn't look like Spann was ever in the fight. I mean,
didn't show up.
Nope. I think Smith caught him a couple times with like a inside right and then a couple of hooks and shit. He was going crazy for a minute and ended up rear naked choking him out. And it's funny because it was one of those moments where the choke, like as the arm is coming down, Spann is already like, I'm ready.
Yeah, thank you. Because I saw that. It was one of those like, dude, here's my neck. I'm done. Just fuck. I want no more of this.
Yeah,
no
part he's like, of this. He's done.
I'm so done. Yeah. Checked out. I haven't seen that in a while. That reminds me of like Anthony Rumble Johnson. Like, dude, here's my neck. I'm done.
Yep, just take it.
Check it out. So
take it down.
Well, I guess good for Smith, right? Chugging along. Making his way back up to the top.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens.
And then, did you see this one fighter? Devin Clark. Yeah, I'm going to share that picture with you.
Was it a tooth or more than one tooth?
Well, it's kind of a lot of stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like three teeth. Looks like a Halloween pumpkin that I'm going to deliver.
Oh, that's bad. That's really bad. Looks like a broken bad. Jaw.
Yeah. I forgot someone else had one of those way back in the day. And if either of us could remember that.
I can't.
Wait. Dennis Seaver, maybe? I don't know. I almost had it and then I lost it because I remember someone having like a fucked up bite and they continued fighting. And the guy was saying like his whole shit was not right. I don't know. It was almost right there, Ingo. It was almost there.
Your shit's not right, man. It's bad.
Yep.
You want your shit to be right.
Always. If your shit's wrong, it's bad for everyone involved. So let's talk Bellator. One fight. Here's how we go. Okay. Phil Davis, Yoel Romero. So I'm so disappointed in Yoel Romero, right? So what do we do? Let's just pretend it's a dance competition again. First round, barely any strikes thrown, all defense. And Phil Davis just kind of picking them apart, and then Phil starts getting more aggressive in the second round and throwing a lot of strikes, gets one takedown, Then come round three, it's all Phil Davis, and he just is fucking dropping Yoel with as many takedowns as he wants. I think he had 4 or 5 in that third round and just ground pounding the shit out of him. I gave him a 10-8. I had it scored 30-26 in my book.
Hey, one judge had it like that. But one judge had it not for Phil Davis. Can you believe it?
Yeah, 29-28. I'm like, what the fuck fight are you watching? Because if it's a 30-26 fight, how the fuck did you score that 29-28? I mean, that wasn't even close to a 29-28. I could say 30-27 is acceptable, but the right score is 30-26. But what was your take on how Romero looked, how Phil Davis looked? And
well, I think I definitely noticed Romero's extra weight this time. Like, he didn't
205.
Yeah, he didn't look as lean to me and as quick. And there was not a whole lot of action in the first round. They started super slow, and then there was a little more action in the second round. But I think Davis got that takedown at the end of the second, right? Just to kind of, and the third round had more action, but I don't know. I thought Davis's wrestling was a huge factor in this. And I don't know. Romero just didn't look like his old killer self. I don't know what the deal was, but he was like hanging out, like, you know, just didn't really do much.
Yeah. And the other thing was, he thought it was a 5-round fight.
Okay. Well,
so maybe he was just saving up for rounds 4 and 5, but again, fucking stupid game plan, but he looked like a different fighter. He looks like he's washed. He looked like a dog shit. So yes. I don't know what's going to come of him. He is also 44 years old, and it's been a while since he fought. And then I think he had an eye injury, and that's why he wasn't cleared when he was supposed to fight Rumble. So we'll have to see. It's disappointing, because when you have such a dynamic fighter that doesn't want to throw strikes, it's almost like we're watching Tyron Woodley here. Like, Yoel Romero is becoming Tyron Woodley. There's flashes in there, but he's more interested in just doing bullshit. Like, oh, look at this defense. Look at me not throw a strike. Hey, fuck face. We're here to watch you throw bombs, right? Knock people the fuck out. Don't just dance around. This isn't Dancing with the Stars, unless you're right. Paige VanZant. So not impressed, not happy with that performance. Probably don't want to see him fight ever again. How's that? Maybe he should retire.
Fair. I can't argue that logic, man.
Because he's had how many fights has he shit the bed? Like, think about that fight against Israel Adesanya and how dog shit that one was.
True.
Like, it seems to be the trend now for this guy.
It does. And Phil Davis, you know, looked like he was very surgical in his approach.
Yeah, so. He fought smart. And I wouldn't think, if you would have asked me, will Phil Davis get 6 takedowns in this fight or whatever it is, 5 or 6? What would your guess be? Like, mine is no.
6 takedowns. I don't know. Depends. Maybe if there was Rumble Johnson in the fight.
Yeah. I think Rumble Johnson won this fight, Ingo.
I think he did. I think he might have.
Somehow he won. And hey, speaking of him, he actually pulled out of his fight against, who is that, Nemkov?
Yeah. Vadim.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. I was looking forward to that. So that tournament has gone to shit now.
Well, they were talking. I think they asked Phil Davis about that, if he would re-enter, and he said he would potentially. But the thing is, didn't he fight Vadim like twice already and lose? So
at least once or twice. Yeah. So
it's not really that exciting. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe the third time's a charm.
Maybe. Maybe they never fought. I don't even fucking know.
I'm pretty
sure. So take that. Put that in your pipe and stuff. I don't know what else to say. Do you want to, let's talk UFC 266 a little bit.
Sure. The return of Nick Diaz.
So let's start there. And let's go. You have Nick Diaz and Robbie Lawler. My first question, why is that not the main event? Because when I watched the UFC whatever preview for that fucking fight card, they're hyping that fight like it's the main event.
They should, but it's not, because there's 2 championship fights.
Who gives a shit? Who says that championship fights need to be the main event? I don't. It's star power. Look at, and someone posted the views of each of the fights. I think the Volkanovski versus Ortega had 100,000 views. Shevchenko versus Murphy had like 10 views. And then Nick Diaz versus Robbie Lawler had something around 700,000 views. So you can see where the fans are. They're all on that fight. So let's just start there then. Nick Diaz, Robbie Lawler.
Yes, the last time these two guys fought was UFC 47 in April 2nd of 2004.
17 years ago.
Which Diaz won by KO.
Yes. So, and I watched that live, which is fucked up.
That is pretty crazy.
About it. I wouldn't have guessed it was 17 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's forever ago. The last time Diaz fought was against Anderson Silva. You remember that crazy fight where he's all like laying down and
that's
shit?
6.5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, maybe he took that suspension literal, right? Well, because wasn't he was supposed to be Nick was supposed to be suspended for weed for lifetime, and then they reduced it to 5 years, and then I don't know whatever came of that, but he fucking sure as shit got sour on fighting, and
he did. And Robbie Lawler, 0-4 in his last four. Last time he fought was in August of 2020 against Neil Magny. So I don't know, this this could go either way. I really like both guys, and I like them for different reasons, and I'm super torn because I don't know what to do because I love Diaz. I'm ride or die Diaz, but I also like Robbie Lawler. He's been in some fights that I've just thought were some of the best fights I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So it's like, but they're both older. So I think there's no chance this doesn't go to decision because I don't think if Lawler can knock Diaz out, and I don't think Diaz is going to knock Lawler out. I think we could potentially have another Robbie Lawler versus, I can't think.
What the fuck is it?
Rory McDonald. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think we're in that territory. Both guys coming off, especially Diaz, been doing the triathlons. I'm going to go with Diaz via decision, but it's going to be close, potentially split or something.
It's possible. I mean, Nick, the problem is he hasn't fought in 6.5 years. That's a long fucking time to not
he's
be
been
up
riding
there.
His bike, Matt. His
fine.
Expensive triathlon.
And I'm a little concerned with his attitude because I watched whatever the preview show was just specifically for this fight to see what each guy's mental state is coming into this. And Nick was saying, you know, I'm not going to swear anymore. I'm going to be more, I'm going to have more sportsmanship during this fight and the whole lead up to it. And I really enjoy teaching kids now. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck is going on? It just, the weed has fucked you up so much. So you're not swearing. That's your whole brand. You're going the opposite of what Nick Diaz's brand is. And that's fine, but it's fucking weird. Okay. Because the same thing happened to Conor McGregor, right? He tried to go off brand and try to be all nice when he fought Dustin Poirier the second time. He got his fucking ass kicked, right? Like, what happened? You can't go off brand. So that's from that standpoint, I worry. I mean, it's probably healthier for the guy. And I feel like the Las Vegas Athletic Commission or Nevada Athletic Commission fucking robbed us of probably his prime. You know, if that shit didn't happen, he probably would have continued fighting. But now he's 6.5 years out. He claims, you know, like everyone, I'm in the best shape of my life. And obviously he's smarter and he's doing more of a teaching role. So he's probably a way better fighter now than he was when he fought Anderson Silva. So I really think this is Nick's fight, and it'll be interesting to see what the outcome is. I think he finishes Robbie though, because Robbie, he's got that same thing where he's like Tyron Woodley, just sitting around waiting. Like, why are you guys waiting? And especially if he has that loss to Nick in the back of his head where he got dropped a couple times in that fight and then fucking straight up KO'd. And I don't remember if it was a jab or a hook, but it wasn't a super hard punch that knocked him out, but that's still in the back of his head. And the crazy thing is, it's the same. Like, I like both these guys, so I don't know who the fuck to root for. Like, I kind of want to root for Nick because I want to see him back in the mix and see what he can do again. Because if he wins, and we'll have to talk about that next week, but I don't even know what the hell's next for either guy coming off a win or a loss at this point. We're going to have to let it play out. And I don't make fights on fucking the day after the fights. I'm like a fucking Dana White. I don't make fights tonight. Don't fucking ask me about it. Moving right along. So what about the rest of this card? It's actually a solid card. I don't know.
Rose Blades versus Rosenstruck.
Sure.
That should be a barn burner.
Yeah.
Shevchenko versus Lauren Murphy.
It's going to be a fucking whitewash, and Murphy's going to get fucking handled so hard.
I think so. And then she's
going to question her
virginity.
Yeah, probably. That's probably a good choice.
I can't say that out loud. And then we have Alexander Volkanovski versus Brian Ortega.
It's another interesting one. I'm not sold on Volkanovski as a champion. And every time I say that about someone, they fuck up whoever they're fighting.
I think he's going to destroy Brian Ortega.
Good. And then I'm going to take Ortega by submission.
Okay, nice.
Something crafty. Okay. Ortega looked better. His striking, like Max Holloway pieced him up, but I'm sure. And then Volkanovski's beaten Max twice. One legitimately, and then the second one was questionable on a split decision. So we'll see what happens. And then what's the other main card fight? Jessica Andrade versus Cynthia Cavallo or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was someone else is fighting on this card. Oh, Dan Hooker is like in the prelims. Like, why is that guy on the prelims? He's pretty exciting to watch. He's like kind of go out on your shield kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he should be fighting main event, but I think there's 14 fights on this card. So again, I think they're trying to overbook just in case a couple get canceled. If we still get that COVID shit to cancel any.
Yeah.
So let's talk about a sponsor. Here we go. Spencer.
Spencer.
Have you heard? We have a sponsor, guys. It's called Manscaped. Hey. Oh. Autumn is in the air, Ingo. And the pumpkins are in the batch. And our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't shit your pants. Or wait, don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming. If you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall. With the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package, boys, get ready for a cuffing season like no other. What's the cuffing season again? I forgot this. You told me last week.
Oh, it's like the start of fall to the end of spring. It's the season where people, if they're single, they try to couple up for the winter.
There you go. So you want to make sure your shit's in order. So ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping.
That's correct. It's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside this package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose and hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies.
Do you get a kitchen sink with all that? Like, holy fuck, that's so much. I feel like they're going to go out of business before you know it.
But I've heard there's a life-size replica of Gwyneth Paltrow included.
Fine, done.
I want to double check that.
Don't they have
also,
a candle?
You can remember to seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations, the crop preserver, ball deodorant. Everyone knows pumpkin spice lattes and ball deodorant go hand in hand.
Sounds like the perfect combination. Can I get an espresso and a side order of nuts, please? Yeah. Like, what? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, you hey. Keep, keep doing the read. Hey,
are you done? Is it my turn?
You want me to keep going?
No, we're good. Oh, okay, get 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts. For 20% off plus free shipping. Hey, that's 20% off plus free shipping by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off plus free shipping. I feel like I'm duplicating myself way too much. Make your balls a priority this fall, Ingo. Choose Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. That'd be awesome if they every time you shave them, they just said, thank you.
Yeah. The little guy pops out.
Oh, hey, no problem, brother.
Namaste.
Making that shit happen.
Hey.
Day in, day out. Yes.
Can we talk about some news?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you hear that Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley apparently sold between 480,000 and 500,000 pay-per-views, according to Dave Meltzer?
I hear there's like rumors all over the place. I've heard You're right.
100?
I'm just going to say 500. I'm thinking of the Holyfield Belfort one.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, that one's lower. Yes. So I think it's pretty interesting because that's a pretty good number. That's like UFC level or better for most major. It's
bigger than a lot of the fucking pay-per-views they put out. It's probably bigger than, oh, I don't know. Who's the woman champion right now in the big weights?
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who's the 145-pound women's champion? Who is the 135-pound women's champion? I can see her face, and I can't fucking put it. Amanda Nunes.
Who is the – oh, I was going to ask.
There you go.
Very good.
I think the 500,000 is more than three of her cards put together, or her last three pay-per-views. I'm just saying.
Pretty solid.
Not a draw.
You're not impressed with that performance?
No, I think that's really good for them. I want to see them do more weird shit, make money, make bank, because it's also helping get some of these former UFC or MMA fighters get paid big bucks. I mean, I think Woodley said he got, or someone said Woodley got $2 million plus a cut of pay-per-view. So good for him.
Yeah, good on him for sure.
You know, I can't begrudge anybody to make money. I'm all for that. And did you see the Mountain Thor Bjornsson had a boxing match against an arm wrestler?
Saw that. He looks very slim.
Yeah, he did. He lost like at least 150 pounds.
Whoa.
Yeah. Lay off of some of the steroids. Don't eat as much. And let me just say this. He did not look good. He fought an arm wrestler. And both guys look like shit. I will just say this, and I'll go on record, motherfuckers. I think CM Punk had more striking skills than both of those guys put together.
Wow.
That's how atrocious the fight was.
That bad.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm watching. You guys don't even know how to throw a goddamn punch. You guys shouldn't be out there. So, what else is happening out there?
Let's see. I got one more news story. There's a report going around that there will be a new MMA promotion coming out, which is going to feature a fighters union, collective bargaining agreement, and a team led by George St. Pierre. Did you hear about this?
I heard things.
You heard things. Yeah,
I heard things.
So there's supposed to be a 50-50 revenue share, guaranteed contracts, health insurance, career-ending insurance, and a pension plan. And they're planning on announcing this in the next couple of days, apparently. And they're hoping to launch in 2023. It's structured
and they'll be
as a
out
non-profit.
Of business in 2023.
Yeah. So I don't know. It sounds great, but don't think that's really going to go over. So,
no. And someone dug into the background of whoever is starting this league, and it's shady as fuck. And I forgot what other organization they started and put out of business, but it's reminiscent of that. I don't remember. Are they doing a team concept? Because
It's a team concept. Yep. George. Yeah, there was GSP that one. GSP is going to head up a team. So
back in the day where it was the same scenario, and I forgot the fucking name of the league, but you had like Bass Rutten, Pat Miletich, and a bunch of other guys doing this team thing where it was like you'd have a fighter in each weight class and you'd pick team against team. Yeah. And yeah, it sounds great on paper, but it's never going to fucking work. Unfortunately, it's just not. It's been tested and tried. Will not work.
Just like Mike Johnson.
Will not work. For tested free.
Only money. Yes. What else?
Hey,
is going
did
on?
You see Spider-Man hitting pads? Tom Holland?
No.
Let me share this. I'm going to turn the volume off, but I'll add my sound effects.
Which one's Tom Holland?
The newest Spider-Man.
Oh, okay.
This guy over here. There you go.
He's looking pretty sharp.
Yeah, he actually has speed and power. Hands aren't always defensively positioned after each strike is thrown, but as far as an actor hitting pads, not bad.
I like it. I like when actors take an interest in what they're into.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool. But I hated the ones with Tobey Maguire, but I like the ones that this guy's been in.
Yeah, same.
I still think they turned Spider-Man into kind of a pussy, you know, in the previous movies, and he's not that much of a pussy in the comics. So
right. Yeah. I think out of all the characters, he's one I don't like the most.
Agreed.
And I probably have
the same page.
The most comic books of that guy. As I look back through my comic book collection from a kid, I don't remember being that big into Spider-Man. And then somehow I have all these Spider-Man comic books. Like, mm-hmm. What the hell's going on? Remember being into Green Lantern, like Doctor Strange. And I think now I like Thor. He seems like I have to have a flying character. He has to be able to fly. So it's like Doctor Strange can kind of fly, but Thor could fly and he's got like magic and shit.
He does. I always liked Wolverine. I was very sad when he died. So
he's got like, he can heal himself. That's good. Mm-hmm. He lived forever.
Yep. Watch that movie Logan. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Is that the one he dies?
Yeah, so sad.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't. Why kill people off? You know, he doesn't need to die. He'll come back.
Hugh Jackman. He's done being a Wolverine.
Well, for now, until they say, here's $50 million. You sure you don't want to reprise your role? Mm-hmm. It's always like a fighter retiring. Like Carlos Condit, who just retired the other day.
Is he still married?
I was going to say, do you think his wife's going to allow that? I give him about 6 weeks before he unretires. And
I think he could be a good commentator.
Yeah.
I think he's very technical and he has a voice. He could, if he hones the craft a little, I think he could be a good commentator.
Now, Bellator could use about two or three of them.
Yeah.
No more Mauro Ranallo. No more Big John McCarthy.
Big John.
Please, somebody.
I can handle Mauro. Big John. Away. I can't do it.
I think I dislike Mauro more than Big John, unfortunately.
Okay.
Let's move right along. Hey, let's see what Rachel Ostovich is up to.
Okay.
She's right here where she's supposed to be, Ingo. She's hanging out.
That's nice.
Doing things on the beaches.
Good, good. That's a nice suit.
That's a lot of woman. And then let's see what Valerie Laredo has to say. She's got some words of wisdom to share with everybody.
Okay.
She says, it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. Right. She's smart. She says stuff. Mm-hmm. Moving right along. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I don't even know where I'm going. Oh. Here you go. Now, let's see what's going down in the LFC. So apparently they're doing good things over there. It says lots of face-sitting went on in the Lingerie Fighting Championship, maybe because we know everyone on Earth loves face-sitting, including us. It's nothing special, just a natural place to sit. I have yet to session without some other ladies. So apparently this is what's going down over in the Lingerie Fighting Championships.
Might need to pause the show, Matt.
Like, I didn't know this is a thing. That's some long ass nails to be fighting with too. I don't know if that's legal because they usually check nails before you get into a fight. So they're just breaking all the rules over there. And why aren't we seeing that in the UFC? We could use some quality face sitting. Let's do some tweet of the week. You're not a mister until you stick it in your sister.
Oh my God.
Auburn.
Okay.
That goes from Old Rolls Sports. I don't know what the hell that's about, but apparently they do things differently down south. Moving right along. Let's do some ass nuts. Keep this shit flowing. This comes from Real Convict Donald on Twitter. He's going to ask, based on this pick, how many milk crates would the notorious Conor McGregor need to stack up to land a punch on Machine Gun Kelly?
12.
Yeah, it's approximately 17. I like how Megan Fox just turns her head in dismay. I want no part of this in my see-through thing. Notice no mask, no mask, no mask. Everyone else, mask, 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 mask. What does that say?
Don't give a fucks.
18. Who has headlined the most UFC cards since 2018?
Since 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Headlined?
Yes.
I'm going to say headlined.
Yeah.
I think it's a woman. Can't think of which one, though. Amanda Nunes.
No, it's not a woman.
Okay.
You want me to share the infographic?
Sure.
Anthony Smith.
Bo.
Is that not a shocker? With 8. Dustin Poirier at 7, tied with Israel Adesanya. Kamaru Usman is at 6 with Justin Gaethje. My first guess was Gaethje, and then I thought Poirier, but I had no idea it was Anthony Smith. I didn't know he was the bankable, marketable guy to be headlining cards. So out of character for the rest of the guys on here. Gaethje was number one guess for me, but that's human highlight reel. Like, you want the exciting guy headlining. It's weird.
Super weird.
Right along. I'm hearing rumors of them maybe doing Anderson Silva versus Vitor Belfort in boxing. If they do that, who do you think wins that one?
I think Vitor Belfort.
That's a tough fight.
Yeah.
Probably Belfort, though. He's I think he's got more boxing skills, a little bit younger. Should be. I don't know.
That's what
they're
probably
close in age, but who's on more shit?
Vitor. 1700.
Right. I'm doing all the testosterones.
Oh, that's craziness.
And they said Evander Holyfield has been medically suspended. The question is, for how many days?
300.
You can take a zero off of that.
30? Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's Florida, right? It's like, well, we need to get him back in there. He's only 58.
30 days.
He squeezed blood out of a rock.
That's right.
And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. It's back and it's time. Pound sign Dutch Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. I'm back, guys, and better. The new type of questions will be called Getting to Know These Nuts.
Perfect.
What's your favorite way to spend a day off? I feel like you're baiting us here.
Whacking off. No, I mean,
all day, just raw.
Till I bleed.
Yeah, until I bleed. If you're not bleeding, you're not doing it right.
Oh, good God. The favorite way. Oh, that's a good question. I like to ease into the day. I'm talking like coffee, take the dog to the dog park, maybe get a workout in, and then I want to like do something active outside. It's got to be sunny, you know, whatever it is. And then afternoon beers, some dinner, okay. You know, go out with some friends. Just like I'm a big, because I don't get to do that, like slide in and out of the day. That's, I love doing that when I can, if I can, because it's just go. Every day is like go.
Yeah. I have a hard time shutting off, unfortunately. So I don't think there's ever a day that I don't work. So it's always pieced up. So on a weekend, I enjoy just, I have one of those, like, it's not inflatable pool, but just like a, I don't know what the fuck you call that. One of those Intex pools. I like just going in there. And unfortunately, it depends what day of summer, because we have all the fucking cicadas going crazy in the backyard. They're so bad. It's like, yep. What do I hear? I hear helicopters, meow, 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 cicadas, ying, 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 crickets, ying, ying, ying. Like, hey, fuckers, can I just get a little peace and quiet? The one day I decided I was home alone. I'm like, you know what I want to do? I'm going to go fucking take a couple joints outside, get on a raft, and sit in my pool. And I got so high and laid on my raft, and I felt like I was floating in the clouds. It was so awesome. That was probably the best day to just not do a goddamn thing.
That's it. You need more of those, Matt. That's good. Yeah,
that was fun.
Take a day at least and rest.
Yes.
Rest it all. So it's funny. We have the same. That means we're busy people. If our favorite thing is to relax.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard to shut off. Like, there's shit that has to be done. And if it doesn't get done, then shit doesn't work right.
No.
So what type of music are you into?
Oh, man, I love every kind of music, but I think I gravitate more towards like like rock type, even folksy type rock, like, you know, something a little bit more classic kind of sound. So
it depends. I'm all over the fucking board, because sometimes I'll go 90s, sometimes I'm hard rock, sometimes I'm fucking like the hell was this shit when we were doing Krav Maga, like Black Eyed Peas. Like, whatever.
No Black Eyed Peas for me, thanks.
I will fucking dance it up, like 90s fucking crazy shit. I'm all across the board. But the only thing I can't get into is country. I want to kill myself when I hear that.
Have you ever listened to Chris Stapleton? Do you know who that is?
I want to kill myself just hearing that name mentioned.
I'm telling you right now, Chris Stapleton, Traveler. I think you listen. That guy is a country artist, but he's more blues than country, and it's good shit. If you get into that album, there's some shit on that album. It's pretty solid.
I'm just lost in the past. Oh, and I enjoyed the fuck out of some 80s music. So fuck off, everyone.
Depends on the mood, right? If you're having a party, 80s all over. Is good. Yeah,
I'm just all over the board. So. What was the best vacation you ever took and why?
Man, that's a tough one. You might have to go first.
I think the pre-COVID taking my kids to Hawaii for the first time, like, cause I'd gone there for my wife and I, we went there for our honeymoon and had a great time. And on the honeymoon, we went to Maui and the Big Island. We really enjoyed the Big Island. I'm not into like all the nonsense of Maui, just seemed too busy. And then when we went to the Big Island with the kids, it was just fun. My most exciting thing, or the thing I enjoyed the most, was just getting each person of my family to bodyboard with me and just seeing the excitement on everyone's face. Cause you know, some of them were scared, like, just come out here. Like, the waves aren't super crazy, but if you catch one, and each one of them got to catch one, I got to see their face, like, enjoying the ride of the wave. I'm like, holy shit, this is so fun. Like, this is how I want to die. If I can die and, like, this is my heaven or whatever, that's what I want. And I enjoyed the fuck out of that. Just bodyboarding and fucking having everybody hanging out and enjoying it. But that was it. How about you? For
You know, I think every time I've gone out west, especially when I went to Joshua Tree, which just until you go there, and it's just crazy. Like that place, it's in the 20s, and then an hour and a half later, it's 75, and then 2 hours later, it's like 95. Like I don't understand how you're gonna have like a 70 or 80 degree swing and like overnight, you know, the desert. It's like extreme. Just to see the violence of that and all that kind of greenery, it was like a spiritual experience. I went there at a time like after I got divorced, and it just was like whew. But also surfing in California, I mean, I never did that until this year, and I'm like, that was fucking awesome. So
there's something about that, like the waves and just being a part of the
you feel something and you feel the power. These were not big waves. They were like 3 foot waves, and when I went under, I was like, ooh, this is violent. You know, this is a tiny wave compared to like big waves.
Yeah, I've been on like some 6 to 8 footers, and then that's when you're like, oh man, like, because shit gets real when you start getting fucked up by some big waves and you're getting held down. Like, I think surfing.
A couple maybe were in that territory, and I didn't bite it on those, thankfully. But yeah, there was like sets of waves. They were like 3-4 feet, and then there were a couple of big ones. And the instructor would tell us, like, you want to skip this one, we're gonna skip this one.
Like, no, the fun thing is like just trying to pick like what's the right one. I'm like, I never take the first big one, I always wait for that second or third one.
Yeah,
and then because I always feel cheated if I ride the first one and then get off, and then you see motherfucker, like, look at the one that was right behind it or the one after it. It's always passing the first one. So what's the next place to travel on your bucket list and why?
Well, for me, it's Hawaii. I know you've been there and you've been talking about it so much. I've never been. I want to go there for sure.
I'm in there three times. I want to go. I don't know. That place always feels like home. The Big Island feels like home. My brother loves that place. I love it. Next place for me, I want to go to another country. I keep eyeballing Barbados, but with all this COVID shit, I can't make it out there because of all the stupid rules and regulations. Sometimes they want you, sometimes they don't. And I want to go there because they're supposed to have some of the best bodyboarding. And as we're getting older, surfing is becoming a challenge. I'll still like to try it again. I haven't done that since 94, I think was the last time I surfed in California. But the bodyboarding is so much easier, and that the Barbados is supposed to have some of the best. And also you drive on the wrong side of the road out there. And I have to stay at, you know, I can Airbnb it, but I can't stay at like a fucking hotel because I have to make all my stupid meals. Mm-hmm. So I have to eat gluten free. So I'd kind of like to try driving on the wrong side of the road and see if I kill a family of six. I don't know. Like, can I do that? Like, that's going to be so hard, but I'm going to try because I want to be able to drive around. That's part of vacation is renting a car, and why it's getting a fucking four-door Jeep. And then sometimes you just take the top off and just drive around, and why it's sketchy at night because none of the roads have fucking street lights and it is dark as fuck and people are driving so obscenely fast. Like, what are you guys? And it's all mountains and fog, and I don't like driving at night. Why? It's scary as fuck. Scary as fuck. But I just want to drive on the wrong side of the road.
You can do that in the States too. You just
I can. I've done it. Sometimes I drive on lawns in between trees. Yeah. Serpentine. You know, a good lawn job. I haven't done that in a while. Well, there's all these fucking Ring cameras. I don't think you could get away with the shit we used to get away with in high school.
No chance.
Yeah, just saying. Let's do a little fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity edition number 145. Female wrestlers number 28. You have Eve Torres, Kelly Kelly, and Layla L. So let's get these ladies dialed up. And for Eve Torres, I picked a real natural picture of her. So let me pull this up a little. I got to move our screen over.
That's nice.
So she's a mom, and that's natural. Kelly Kelly.
Dead.
Yeah, I know you were killing
triple dead. Triple dead.
I'm with you. And we're going to agree 100% on this one. Then Layla L last. So go ahead.
Banging. We're banging, and we're marrying the first one. The second one's dead.
Yeah, 100% agreement. I'm not even going to fight you on any of this.
Perfect.
It is what it is. Any knowledge for the
week? By the way, I know I recommended Ted Lasso last week. Did you start watching it yet?
I did, but I got so high I don't remember it. I think I watched season one, episode 3-7. I think I passed out on episode 5.5 and woke up at 7, then ate some more. But you know,
that's good. It's a good show. I just won a bunch of awards, I guess, yesterday.
Yeah, so, I heard that.
But I have another thing we watched actually right after I walked into someone watching this last week. It's called In Search of Greatness. I don't know if you saw this documentary. It's on Hulu and it has like Wayne Gretzky on it. Michael Jordan. What's her name? Sabrina Williams, Serena Williams, not Sabrina. Anyways, they were talking
is she a teenage bitch?
It was a really cool documentary because it talks about like the nature versus nurture thing about what makes great athletes, you know? And they're saying that in today's world, they're spending way too much time, like making these kids play technical and all this weird stuff too early because it kills their creativity. And they would talk like, it's very rare you get someone who's like mentally obsessed with something like a sport. And it also has the physical skill. And like, obviously Jerry Rice was on there too. So they had like some of these super athletes and it's cool to listen to them talk about just how they view things and how they approach competition.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jordan would like literally make shit up in his, if there was no conflict, he would make shit up in his
head. Oh yeah. That documentary, his documentary was awesome about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he's that competitive. So if you like that, that Jordan one, about the Bulls, you'll like this. It's a little older. I never saw it, but it just talks about how like the sports direction of kids right now is all wrong. And I tend to agree. Like, I think they're way too much traveling and practice and structured play.
So obscene. So, yes.
It's not good for them. So
no, one of our friends, like his daughter is doing like all that softball and the amount of travel And also the amount of money being spent depending upon the sport. Imagine your kid playing fucking hockey. Like, oh my God, the amount of equipment you need to buy and then the rink time. And it's not like basketball where you just, what do you need? A ball and go anywhere and you can fucking play that. But when you start getting into some of these other sports, the amount of money that the parents, and I think Real Sports did something about child athletes and the amount of time and money that you have to invest. It's just fucking off the chart. Thousands. Too.
Yep.
Yes. So obscene. So obscene.
What do you got?
Karate dog. There you go.
Oh, Jesus.
Dog versus cat. Who's going to win here?
Cat.
Oh, motherfucker. Oh. Spinning shit. Now we're throwing spinning shit. What? What? Dog wins.
That's pretty awesome.
Perfect. Go back to your little box. Biatch. You got a black eye. So it's all about. I think that's all we got for this week. I'm going to shut it down.
All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Notes. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Rivett, thanks for playing. See you bitches in Hoys. See you. Anthony Rumble Johnson.